It's a day to celebrate everything that's wonderful and unique about our county. From the magnificent coastline and endless skies to the magical waterways of the Broads and the amazing people who live here, Norfolk is one of a kind place to live. And to mark just how much of a special place it is, we are proud today to reveal plans for the first ever Norfolk Day to take place on Friday, July the 27th. It's a day of fun and laughter, to show how proud you are to live here, and a day in which everyone is encouraged to get involved. Backed by the EDP, Norwich Evening News and BBC Radio Norfolk, the initiative provides an opportunity to shout about this fantastic place which we call home. Individuals and communities, businesses, attractions and organisations are encouraged to put their thinking caps on and come up with ways they can celebrate their pride and passion for Norfolk. This could be as simple as a family having a picnic in their local park, to a restaurant having a Norfolk-themed menu, or a village street party involving residents and businesses. All industry sectors are encouraged to get involved, whether it be agriculture, heritage, tourism, food, arts, sport, or technology. Norfolk Day aims to celebrate the many success stories they create. Norfolk Day starter packs will be available to buy in the lead up to July the 27th and include flags, posters and balloons, which can be displayed to show your support for the initiative. T-shirts with the Norfolk Day logo will also be on sale.
Developers behind plans to build more than 1,200 homes at Anglia Square are being urged to guard against the complete loss of medieval remains around the former churches of St Botolph and St Olev. When the current centre was built in 1967, skeletal remains were uncovered at the site of the old church and its burial grounds, but Norfolk County Council Environment Service fear the construction of the current buildings caused severe and widespread damage to any other archaeological remains near the junction of Botolph Street and St Magdalen Street. The original church was demolished in 1548. Norfolk County Council are asking Western Homes and Columbia Threadneedle to assess the damage already done and mitigate any additional loss. Dr. James Albone, Historic Environment Senior Officer, said the presence of standing structures on the majority of the site has prevented any evaluation across the bulk of the area. Consequently, the nature, depth, state of preservation and significance of any buried archaeological remains present across much of the central and eastern part of the proposed development site, in particular, is uncertain. Norfolk County Council are insisting the new development would minimise impact on surviving remains.
Concerns have been raised over the future of a river valley following plans for new homes. An outline application for four homes on land south of Townhouse Road in Cossey, on the edge of Norwich, has been submitted to South Norfolk Council. The 0.5-hectare site, which could be turned into detached homes, is made up of open grassland and paddocks and sits in the River Tud Valley. A planning statement from Brown & Co., on behalf of applicant Martin Green, said there would be a separate application for up to 16 touring caravan pitches on land south of the new homes. This application is yet to be submitted, but the caravan site and homes would share the same access off Townhouse Road. Residents have opposed the plans on the council planning website.
A former depot could be transformed into 250 new homes thanks to a £1 million windfall to boost the city's housing supply. Norwich City Council has been given almost £1 million from the government's Land Release Fund for redeveloping the Milecross Depot. The site was closed by the council last year but has been allocated as land to help meet the demand for new homes. Councillor Mike Stonard, Cabinet Member for Sustainable and Inclusive Growth at Norwich City Council, said, "This is a really important development site for us, so we were delighted to secure the largest amount of funding in the eastern region for Milecross Depot. This signals a great step forward in the site's future development and a firm move towards delivering more homes in Norwich."
Almost 200 hospitality students from Norwich are gearing up to get involved in an annual takeover of three city hotels next week. The award-winning Work Experience Initiative will see City College Norwich students take over the running of the Holiday Inn Norwich North, Ipswich Road and City Centre, filling various roles from general manager to bar assistant and receptionist. The project has this year expanded to include other hotels around the country, thanks to a partnership between the College and Intercontinental Hotel Group's Academy. Joe Mulhall, Curriculum Programme Manager, City College Norwich, said, "A key factor in the long-running success of the takeover has been the great working relationships we've had with Bill Heath and his team at Norwich's Holiday Inn Hotels. An awful lot of planning and preparation goes into the takeover, but it's always worth it because college and hotel staff alike see the huge benefits which it brings to our students. The week will include a charity gala dinner at the Holiday Inn Norwich North on March the 1st, complete with entertainment from the college's travel and tourism students."